Why do I do it? That's a buzz, isn't it? Go along on a Saturday afternoon, you cause trouble. It's a laugh.
If you've ever been at a football match and found yourself caught up in a spot of trouble, the chances are Clive Pole from Bournemouth wasn't far from the scene. He's a family man with a well-paid job. He travels first class to matches and stays in the best hotels. He is not your typical hooligan. In fact, he's not a hooligan. He's a referee. The Cheese Shop present The Butter Factor from Broadcasting House in London. Clive, it's 5-3 on just another Saturday. What are you planning to do?
I'm going to give offside when it's not offside. I'm going to send off 4 players from Villa, 2 from Arsenal. I'm going to add on 15 minutes injury time at the end, and I'm going to leg it.
And as the half-time whistle blows, really, I have to say the game is suffering from some quite appalling decisions by Clive Pole from Bournemouth.
You hear that out there? Referee, referee, your old lady is a whore, your old lady is a whore. Fantastic! Love it! Yes, come on!
So, are you looking forward to the second half?
You bet I am, Sunshine. I'm abandoning the match due to floodlight failure.
What?
Go outside and look at the floodlights. They are not working.
Of course they're not working. It's broad daylight.
Referee's decision is final.
Aaron, we here at Phonygram Records are so pleased to have signed you up, and we want you to meet the guy who's going to be writing your song. He's called Ted Ruby.
Who's Ted Ruby?
Listen, Ted Ruby is only one of the greatest singer-songwriters from the 70s that this country has ever produced.
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, well, we bought him out of retirement specially for you. Aaron, come on through, let's meet him.
Lovely lady.
Here he is.
Have you ever been in love?
Hi there, Ted.
Hey, John, you dirty old bastard. How's it going?
Yeah, okay. Easy on the language there, Ted. I got someone very special that I'd like you to meet.
Look, I don't mess with kids no more, Johnny. I thought I told you.
No, Ted. Ted. You got the wrong idea there. Ted, I want you to meet one of the most talented little guys I know. This is Aaron Barber, Ted.
Boy, you must have sugar-coated crap, Aaron. Well, why else would Johnny here be a-licking your ass?
Ted, Aaron's older brother is this record label's biggest-selling star, and he thinks, and therefore so do we, that little Aaron could be a big hit with the girls.
Okay, I was only joking, man.
Smells funny in here.
Yeah, so Jack Daniels and pretzels give me wind.
Look, Ted! Ted, I'm giving you this break because once you were the best. Now, don't screw this up. This is too important.
Okay, man, I'm sorry. I'm just excited to be back in work.
Are you gonna write me a song or what?
Hey, you leave the little guy with me, Johnny. I'll have you a hit record within the hour.
Okay, Aaron, you stay here with Uncle Ted. Don't get too close. You got half an hour. All right, Ted?
What now, Mr. Ruby?
Pass me those pretzels, son. You might want to open a window.
With the time just coming up to some time in the day, that can only mean that we're ready to go over to another one of those docu-soap programs.
The News Agents.
It's 6:30 in the morning, and Colin and Daryl have been open for an hour. Normally, the paper boys would be out on their rounds by now, but not today. Today, a problem has arisen.
Yeah, basically, the telegraphs are late. Punters want a normal paper, right, but not on the doormat when they get home from work. On the other hand, if we send the boys out and the telegraphs arrive, we're left with papers we can't sell, and that is a bloody nightmare.
As the minutes tick away, Colin's older brother, Daryl, begins to get edgy.
Oh dear, look at the time.
Colin's messing this up, isn't he, Daryl?
Well, you can see his problem.
You're older than him, aren't you? Why is he in charge?
Well, you know.
Colin was saying earlier that your father had to leave the business to him because you can't count.
No, that's not true. I can't believe he said that.
Well, that's what he said.
Right.
Come on, Colin, we need a decision here.
All right, calm down, Daryl, you're not helping.
Oh, fine, yeah. I mean, how different are the Telegraph and the Times anyway? Let's just do a swap.
Yeah, that is a last resort, Daryl, you know that. What's got into you anyway? Go and make us a cup of tea.
You hear that, Daryl? He thinks you're a tea boy now.
Oh, right, so now I'm just a tea boy, am I? You idiot.
Not going to let him get away with that, are you, Colin?
Look, will you both shut up, please?
With time running out and tempers fraying, one of the sound crew takes £20 from the till while no one's looking. Colin goes ballistic at the paper boys.
Right! It's bad enough that these papers are late, but I can do without you little toe rags putting your hands in the till. No one leaves here till we've found the money.
Will you be giving the boys a full body search?
Well, I'm not sure where we stand legally on that, actually.
Well, I think you should, because we could get the mic in really close and the sound would be spectacular.
Listen, I've told you to shut up! And you can turn that microphone off at all!
In that case, you can have your 20 quid back.
What?
You what?
And your telegraphs are in the back of the van if you want them.
Cheers, lads.
Great radio. See you tomorrow.
You w***ers!
Next week at the newsagents, Colin and Darrell's no more than two schoolchildren at a time policy comes under severe pressure as an entire class from the local comprehensive come to ask for change. And that took some arranging, I can tell you, so you better listen.
Pretzels, you old bastard.
Ted Wessel, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm writing you that hit single. You old bastard, old bastard.
Ted, where's Aaron?
Who?
Aaron.
Oh, the little guy. Yeah, he's not such a bad kid, you know.
Oh, jeez. He's passed out behind the sofa.
Hey, he'll grow to love liquor like a man.
God damn it, Ted, he's thrown up everywhere.
Hey, come on. He's only a kid, Johnny. It's a learning curve. He'll get better.
Help me get him up, Ted. There you go, Aaron. You okay?
Yeah, see? He's fine. Can I get you anything, son?
I don't want any more cocaine, Mr. Ruby.
That's it, Ted. Get the hell out of here.
Hey, don't you want to hear him sing the song?
The boy can hardly breathe, let alone sing.
It's a slow number. He can do it lying down.
Come on, Johnny.
What's the problem?
What's the problem? I got the comatose body of a drug 9-year-old in my arms, who just happens to be related to Jackie Jack Barber, who just happens to be our biggest selling artist, who just happens to be on his way up here to listen to his little brother's debut single. That's my problem.
Ah, shit happens, man.
Hey, guys.
Jackie! God, I am sorry, Jackie.
Ted Ruby, man, how are you?
Hey, king of the world, Jackie.
What?
This guy's the best, Johnny.
Ted, I heard you were writing a song. I thought you might need these.
Pretzels and Coke. You remembered. Hey, line them up, Jackie boy. You old bastard. Old bastard.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome to Passport Control. And in a much broader sense, welcome to England. Not Great Britain or the UK. I don't represent those countries. I represent England. And there are just a few things I'd like to make clear before you set foot on my soil.
Excuse me, monsieur.
Shut it, Fritz. I haven't finished yet. Manners don't cost anything round here. Now, where was I?
And the rule book, Mr. Stokes.
Shut up, Stanley. I know where I was. I'm attempting to goad this terrorist or drug smuggler into dropping his guard. Now, in your welcome pack, you will find a small rule book, about the size of a Gideon's Bible. Please read it. There's always some idiots who don't. Please do. It makes our lives easier. Now, what the flibbity-jip is this?
Mon passport.
I can see that, you numbskull. I meant this.
It is a picture of me and my wife, Griselda.
Grizzly bear, more like, sunshine. Does she live in a zoo?
No, that is me. I have shaved now, and that is my wife.
Don't play me for a fool. There's always one, isn't there, Stanley?
Is there?
Yes, there is. Listen, pal, I'm looking at this so-called passport, and I'm seeing a grizzly bear and a rather plain woman. I look up, and in front of me I see that same plain woman and you, but no grizzly bear. Where is he?
That is me.
No, it's not. You're as bald as an egg.
My hair is gone. I am gone bald.
Do you know how many people come through this corridor on an average day?
5 mil?
No, you're completely wrong. It's 50,000. You really imagine that I, or one of my colleagues, is going to spend hours of our precious time listening to some swarthy-faced clown spinning a tissue of lies about eggs and grizzly bears in some sort of half-English, half-gobbledygook? Well, if you do, then you're miles off. It was up to me. You'd be on the next plane back to whichever continental stone it was you crawled out from under this morning. Unfortunately, it's not, so I'll let you through. Enjoy your stay.
Merci, monsieur.
Oh, and I know it's a bind, but do try and shower regularly during your holiday. I'll be conducting a full body search on you on your way out. Next!
Gentlemen of the board of Phonygram Records, I present for you the first ever performance of the new Ted Ruby Aaron Barber single.
I'm the all-American singer-songwriter, back on top where I belong.
I'm the younger brother of a major league pop star, needed someone to write me a song.
Side by side,
hand in hand,
well, like a house on fire, I'll be damned. You wouldn't believe it, Mama, we got a hell of a lot in common.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Ted, my dentist told me to give up Pepsi, it's bad for my health.
My doctor told me to give up Coke, it's bad for my wealth.
Hey! Every night I get down on my knees, and for my talent I thank the Lord.
I got a similar debt of gratitude, but mine is to Betty Ford. More or less,
give or take,
well, like Fred and Ginger.
Who?
Give me a break. You wouldn't believe it, Mama, we got a hell of a lot in common.
Yeah!
You know, Aaron, we're just so alike. We're like two peas in a pod.
That's right, Ted. I like to fool around with kids my age just like you.
Me and you.
Stuck like glue.
Like Jekyll and Hyde. And which one are you?
Jekyll and Hyde are the same guy, Ted.
Shit! Big Mama, we got a hell of a lot. We share what we got.
If I like it or not.
A hell of a lot, a hell of a lot in common. Hey!
So what Leslie and I decided to do was to get in one of those feng shui people to create some harmony in our everyday environment. So I suppose this is a bit of a housewarming as well. Cheers. Nice to see you.
Cheers, cheers. May we sit down?
Not in this room. Anyway, he was wonderful. Quite revolutionary. He put the dining table in the kitchen, the oven in the bedroom, and he put the grandfather clock in the cellar.
And why was that?
He didn't like it. He's completely rearranged the house from top to bottom.
So I see, Roger.
Expensive? Put it this way. Joke coming.
Righto.
The bank account is free from clutter.
Is it? Oh, my lord. Oh, look out!
Ah, the boy.
Andrew?
Mr. Baxter.
All right, Dad.
Andrew, what have I told you about the car?
To park it in the lounge between the piano and the rotary clothes dryer.
Yes, yes, well done. I meant, ask before you borrow it. Keys?
Sorry.
Now, go to your room.
Oh, I'll need the keys back, then.
No, you'll take the bus.
Oh, well, I'm off, then.
And don't slam the... celestial wind chimes. Kids...
more wine?
Actually, that first glass has gone straight through me. Could I use the toilet?
Certainly. Out the back, across the moat, through the shed, and in the fridge freezer at the end of the garden.
Right, thanks.
And make sure you knock.
The wife may be in the bath.
Good gracious me, what's that?
I've never taken him to a vet's before. He's probably just a bit nervous. What it is, he doesn't seem to want any food. He's retching all the time. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Hmm, and what is he?
Collie, Rover.
Two things.
What?
Hmm. I've not seen anything like this before.
Really? Oh, dear.
How long has he had these?
The bald patches, it must
no,
be...
No, these bits here.
His legs. Always.
Mm-hmm, and what about the pointy head stuff?
Ears. The same.
Right, I'm sorry, as I say, I really haven't seen one of these before.
A dog.
Dog? As in raining cats and dogs. Ah, yes, no, you confused me earlier. I was thinking cauliflower. No. Rover, my wife's car. I don't think so. You can understand my confusion. Well, dog. No, there he is. There's that noise again. Dog.
Look, sorry, I think I'm going to go.
Well, thank you for your help, Mr. Bushell. And his dog. I'll remember that. Better still, I'll write it down.
Boys, Steve Davis here. Not the Steve Davis, obviously. I'm not the snooker player. I am Steve Davis, agony uncle. And this week, my first letter is from Big Mick in Colchester. He writes, "All right, Steve. I was wondering if you can help me. My wife has recently started exhibiting signs of slight dissatisfaction with our relationship. Especially as working as a cabbie, I often do the night shifts and am home late. Should I belt her or what?" Big Mick, under no circumstances do you lay a finger on a lady. All right. However, I am a sensitive man and I've come up with a solution. Here's what you do, son. Start working morning, afternoon and evening shifts. Save the extra money you have earned until you have amassed a large wad. At which point, pay for your wife to have a sex change operation. She is no longer a lady and you can kick her in the nuts. Dealt with. Next letter. My next letter is from Hard as Nails in Basildon. He writes, "Dear Steve." "Dear Steve?" "Aye, aye." "Dear Steve, my wife is an absolute wonder and I love her very much. In fact, I recently discovered that I enjoy being with her more than I enjoy being with the lads. Am I a homosexual?"
Yeah.
I can see what you're getting at. I think technically, if you don't actually find fellas physically attractive and you don't actually, you know, read The Guardian... then you're probably not homosexual. Although, to be on the safe side, you might want to steer clear of rugby union. Anyway, Hard as Nails, best of luck to you and your wife, Derek. Well, that's it from me. Be good. If you can't be good, you'll have me to deal with. Steve Davis. Ta-da.
Well, I'm shocked, Mr. Endelman. In my short career as a veterinary surgeon, I've never seen such a dishevelled and abused dog. The perished fur, the amputations. What have you done to this poor puppy?
It's a snake.
Right. Not a wriggly dog, then.
No, it's a snake.
Snake. Well, I'd better write that down.
Thanks awfully for rescuing me. I'm so embarrassed. I'm usually such a strong swimmer, but the undercurrent rather got the better of me. And I've had such a wonderful holiday so far, and now it's ruined. That makes me sound so ungrateful, doesn't it? You've saved my life, for heaven's sake. But there is something I must ask of you.
Do not talk, senor. Just breathe. Otherwise you drown, and I will go down on you.
Go down with you. It's with. Look, I just have to say this. Your grip is crushing my windpipe. I can't breathe. rather ironic. You've swam all the way out here to save me from drowning, and now you're gradually asphyxiating me as you swim me to safety.
Keep your head over the water. Give me head.
Quite extraordinary English. Look, this is awfully embarrassing, but I need you to loosen your grip. I don't want to appear ungrateful, but will you let go, you bloody idiot? I can't breathe.
Senor, mas tranquilo. How you say, lie back and think of England.
You stego idiot, I'm passing out. So will you unhand me?
Oh, he's dead. Now he is stiff. Sadly, I must toss him off and let the fish gobble him.
Well, you've baffled me, Mr. Frobisher. It looks like a cat, but it's brown. What is it?
A brown cat.
No wonder I couldn't get it clean. Brown cat. I'd better just write that down.
Okay, settle down, 4B, settle down. Button it! Now then, class, what, I wonder, did you lot do at the weekend? Young Michael Owen, I understand you play soccer for Liverpool Football Club in your spare time.
Yeah, that's right, sir, I do, yeah.
Right, well, you can be first to go. Go!
At the weekend, I went to Manchester, and we got on the coach at Anfield, and I ate my packed lunch, and in it I had honey sandwiches and a banana, which were dead nice. And then we arrived at Old Trafford, where we drew 1-1, and after the game, I was walking back to the coach, and some of the big lads from their team got me. And then they said they were going to beat me up because I was Liverpool. And Philip Neville was the ringleader, but that was only because his big brother was there. And I couldn't run away because David Beckham was standing on me foot. The police came round the corner and said, "Oh, you lot, leave him alone. Pick on someone your own size." And then they scarpered. And I was so happy that I said I'd ask our mum if he could come and sleep over. But Paul said he couldn't come because he hadn't seen his wife in ages and they were going to have a shag.
Okay, Mike.
And then he said they'd probably manage 2 or 3 shags.
Yes, thank you, Michael. But next.
And we all enjoyed the match.
Now then, Mr. Moody, I'm afraid the damage is beyond repair. I'm going to have to put your cat down.
My canary.
Oh, canary. Oh, well, it's probably all right then. Canary, you say? I'd better just write that down.
Where is my canary?
Oh, I put him in with the other cats. Your face is telling me bad things.
More comedy now with Who's in the Vestry?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to welcome back those crazy stars of Britain's favourite ecclesiastical sitcom from the 70s. Firstly, Mr. Norbert Bucketson.
Who's in the Vestry?
You are!
I am.
He is. Secondly, Mr. Dickie Whoops.
Oi, oi! Whoops!
Oh, dear. And finally, that man of 1,000 voices, Mr. Bertie Bufton.
Oh, get off me, get off me!
Who was that supposed to be, Bertie?
It was Ted Heath.
It was Ted Heath. Of course it was. Well, the gang's all here, so it's time once again for Who's in the Vestry?
Yes, mine's absolutely huge. I didn't think I'd get it up there. And I hear Mrs. Cole's melons are enormous. Well, see you at the giant fruit competition later. Who's in the vestry?
You are!
I am. Come on in. Oi, oi! Whoops!
Oh, God!
our story began.
I say, Virgil, you are in a hurry.
Yeah, Mrs. Cold's cat got stuck up a tree earlier. She went about it. Now she's stuck in a hole.
But the mayor's supposed to be measuring her melons at 4 o'clock. What a moment for her pussy to start playing her up. Oh, we'll have to get her down.
And how are we going to do that?
I could give you a bunk up.
No, you couldn't, Vicar. I'll tell you what, I'll get my ladder. I used to be in the fire brigade, you know.
I'm sorry, if you were a fireman, then I'm the monkey's uncle. Have you met my nephew, Virgil?
So you are a monkey's uncle then, Vicar.
I've been a monkey.
Yeah. How are we going to get Mrs. Cold out of her tree?
A couple of gins usually does the trick.
No! Gonna rescue her.
What?
You and Bertie could stand under it and get her to jump.
You expect Dickie and I to catch Mrs. Cold?
You mean, do I expect you to catch Cold, Bertie? No. But you might try and catch the cat. What's its name?
Herpes.
No. You wouldn't want to catch that.
I've been a monkey. I've got the clap at it for years.
Oh, God.
That's my catchphrase.
Would you like to see it?
No. Right. Bertie, put that away at once.
Ted Heath gave me that.
Right.
Oh, yes. Get off me. Right. Get off me. That's Ted Heath.
No, but I've lost my lines. I've lost my lines.
What?
That was Who's in the Vestry, starring Norbert Bucketson, Dickie Whoops and Bertie Bufton. Join us next week when Dickie Whoops gets his helmet stuck in the church railing.
Dear Diary, what an eventful first day. This is much harder than dentistry, that's for sure. All the dogs seem to be different. Some of them are fat and funny. Some of them are small and terribly mean. But they all seem to shout a lot and breathe quickly. And they're all quite soft. Some little lady dogs are called cats. As in the raining thing. Someone brought in a thing called a snake. But then I got dizzy, so I ate some horse tranquilizers. Which might account for my mistake with the canary. Didn't actually make any animals better yet. Maybe tomorrow.
The Butter Factor was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Berender, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. The producer was Adam Tandy.